Vic A7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for Sunday the 20th December 2020. Welcome to the Christmas edition of the Vic A7 Amateur Radio News for the 20th of December 2020. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7WI and read today by Rick of VK7RI. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.670 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. On 7.140 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. On 14.130 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. On 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton, VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RTC in the south. First up, contest news. Summer VHF UHF Field Day. The field day is coming up on the 16th and 17th of January from 0100 UTC on the 16th to 0100 UTC on the 17th. Remember, this is the season for working some great distances on the higher bands, so depending on the day, you may just never know where you may end up talking to. There will be quite a number of fellow VK7s out and about in a few locations, and they would love to make a contact with you, and you don't have to go portable to participate. Logging is easy, as many of the logging programs will be aware of this contest and do all the point calculations. There will be an activity from 6 metres all the way up to 3 centimetres. So why not look at building a new antenna for one of the VHF bands and see how far you can reach. There are sections for 8 hours and 24 hours if you're very keen. We plan to use more FM for contacts so that those with SSB equipment can get involved. So even the dual band handheld radio from a good location will be surprisingly efficient and capable. Hope to hear you on the bands, and that's 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. News from the Northwest. Chat and show group. The next gathering of the group is to be in January on Saturday the 2nd at our new venue in Ulverston Recreation Centre in Flora Street, West Ulverston. Drive into the car park close to the river and look for a notice saying Show Society Office on the veranda and use that entrance and continue to the end of the corridor through the door at the end and you are in the room. It is in the middle of the festive season, some may be away, but then maybe there will be amateur visitors in the area at the time and are welcome to drop in for a chat. The afternoon kicks off from 2 p.m. and drop-in is from 2 p.m. until 3:30 and all amateurs are welcome. It's not a club, just a social group. We have an afternoon tea and I ask at this time, due to COVID-19, to please make your afternoon tea offering a small one and in a commercially produced product where all precautions are necessary for the production of goods as advised by the government regulations. Remember, all amateurs are welcome to visit from anywhere as long as they are COVID-free and not being close to any overseas traveller or someone infected and do not have any symptoms. If you have any symptoms, don't call in. If you have any questions, contact me on 0417 392 583. That's 0417 392 583. That's 73 from Shirl, VK7 HSC group organiser. Northwest Tassie 2-metre DX net. The Northwest Tassie 2-metre DX net operates weekly and is aimed at encouraging more activity on the 2-metre band from Northwest VK7 and to encourage stations located in-state to listen for Tasmania on the band. The net is held every Thursday commencing at 0930 UTC or 2030 local on 144.120 upper sideband. We also have a Facebook group which can be found at the link on the email version of this broadcast. We look forward to you joining us and please do not hesitate to contact John, which is VK7JON, for further information on 0497 610 498. That's 0497 610 498. And that's 73 from John, VK7JON. Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net. Northwest amateurs have indicated they would like a local repeater net. So, on Wednesday nights at 2000 local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group will conduct a net on VK7RMD, which is a frequency of 146.625 with a 141.3 tone. This repeater is located on Mount Duncan behind Penguin, and the repeater has a large cover area from Smithton to Launceston and into the backcountry. We want it to be informal but run by a net controller so everyone can get a spot and chat about what they are up to. Projects they are working on, ideas, propagation, anything radio and electronic related, and we'll be staying away from politics, religion and all other of no-nos. This is totally independent of any clubs and organisations and is the aim to foster relations between amateurs and keep the PAs in the radios used and warm. Anyone can hear the net is welcome to join in. And that's 73 some Eric, VK7 Echo Victor. And our news from the north, SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group. The summit's on the air. Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group is now meeting twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays at 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon at the Glebe Gardens Cafe in Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, you can contact Al on 0417 354 410. That's 0417 354 410. And that's 73 some Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. And now over to the Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, or NTARC. 2020 has been an interesting year for many people, what with COVID-19 and other health issues for a number of our members. I'm sure many of us cannot wait to see 2021 roll in and hopefully a better year for all. As this week in news is the last tour that Man in Red arrives, this is our final opportunity to wish everyone a merry and safe Christmas. For those of us travelling over this period, please take it easy and obey all speed limits, as those men in blue are busy at this time of the year. The other thing to remember is don't drive and use your mobile. That call can surely wait until your next stop. Enjoy your Christmas feast with family and friends. As I mentioned last week, not a great deal happens at this time of the year, so reruns are featured quite often. But thankfully, Peter, VK7KPC, has sent us an item of interest, so we'll now hand over to him. During the last week, Peter, VK7KPC, has been recording the received audio signal level on 10.00 MHz from his NRD515 receiver connected to a tuned vertical antenna. This has been part of the Festival of Frequency Measurement coordinated by Christina Collins, KD80XT, from the Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation Organisation. This is an American organisation that wishes to advance scientific research and understanding through amateur radio activities, among other ham-related activities. This particular exercise was to investigate the effects on propagation caused by a recent eclipse in South America. Participating receiving stations made Audacity recordings of their received audio, which were then exported to as WAV files and uploaded to HAMC inbox. If possible, receivers were to have AGC disabled so that the changes in received signal strength could be measured. Once all results are collected, they will be analysed to see if any propagation changes have been observed. Further information can be found on the web address in the email version of this news. And that's 73 St Peter, VK7KPC. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. We now hand over to our president, Idris, VK7ZIR, to give us a rundown of the Tech Night session held last Wednesday, the 16th of December, and the last one for 2020. And Idris says, "The last tech session night for 2020 arrived, and it was a cracker. Our club room soon filled up with conversation and activities. Peter, VK7KPC, brought along his ADSB apparatus with some new additions, plus testing of a 6 GHz, 30 dB attenuator, and precision terminations, producing Smith charts on his NOVNA. Interesting stuff. Kevin, VK7KJL, and Simon, VK7SRM, busied themselves programming an FT7900 dual band radio with the new programming cable Kevin had just received. Idris, VK7ZIR, had brought in his digital microscope with integral 5-inch screen, used for soldering surface mount devices. This device has an HDMI output to transfer the images onto a larger monitor, enabling a much clearer view. Trevor, VK7TB, had his audio phasing test jig to show, using a digital microscope to check some of the SMD soldering on the boards. He also had some of his filter boards using them to show the magnification capabilities of the microscope. This led into Trevor's masterclass of filtering types and properties, past and present, delivered in Trevor's intimate style. Idris also showed his recently delivered Raspberry Pi 400, which is basically a Raspberry Pi board integrated with keyboard, resulting in a form factor not unlike a Commodore 64, but smaller. All inputs and outputs are accessible on the rear panel, a very cool looking device. As benefiting the approach of the festive time, there were treats for the attendees, including old favourites such as mince pies. A big thank you to all who have provided treats during the year, and especially to Bernie, VK7BR, for his unique and delectable sandwiches. The discussions on practical demonstrations withered away the night time until the diehards which were left and realised that it was close to witching hour. So it was time, gentlemen, please, for the closure and a very enjoyable evening. Wishing all a happy time and their family and friends and good digs over the holiday periods. 73s in Christmas from Idris, VK7ZIR. Also running at the club rooms was the Discord session to link us to Nick VK7WhiskeyWhiskey, informal TechNet, and Nick tells us, the last club technical night meeting for the year was on this Wednesday evening with about 23 people attending, so it was the unofficial and very small TestNet and TechNet this week. TestNet on 3.580 MHz at 7 p.m. local time. Rick VK7HBR called in with QRP and a V-beam antenna. Nick VK7WhiskeyWhiskey sent out several slow CWCQs but with no reply. They are all in the club rooms. TechNet on 3.567 MHz lower sideband at 7:30 p.m. local time. Nick VK7WhiskeyWhiskey was the net controller. Conditions were good with 7 stations on the net. VK7KPA, Paul, was trying to control the Discord audio at Phil's location remotely. VK2TZZ, Paul, called in a good signal into Tassie, but was suffering high levels of QRN from the storms north of his QTH. VK3BFR, Ian, joined the net from Ocean Grove near Geelong. Welcome, Ian. VK7ALB, Peter, was using his IC718, and told us about the Russian GU-GI-46BSs and the GI-7Bs and the BTs which he has contemplating for a linear amp. He also mentioned how GI-6Bs are used to replace the 572Bs in the old linear amps. VK3MKE, Keith was using his Uden 2020, similar vintage to his FT101 and his TS520. VK7TAZ called in from the Intark Club Rooms with Roscoe, VK7ALH, reporting a very good number in attendance. Paul, KPA, hosted Discord online and streamed the HFNet audio 11 metres and logged on. Topics and photos online included a very old radio studio, stripped down 1960 Land Rover, Coden 8528S HF transceiver, serial programming cable and a 550 Barrett radio from Shane, VK7NRT. Thanks Shane for sharing the other programming data. Barrett SB250 HF transceiver. Ross, VK7ALH, in the radio room as VK7TAZ at the club rooms. And thanks everyone who joined the net. This is Nick, VK7WhiskeyWhiskey, now signing clear. Thanks Nick for and looking forward for your last TechNet for the year, next Wednesday the 23rd. 2021 membership fees. Just a reminder that your 2021 membership expires on the 31st of December, and if you haven't already renewed by that date, you will be listed as unfinancial member on the register. In case you have forgotten, Intark's 2021 membership fees are $35 for full voting member, and $5 additional for each family member that the voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. All, as listeners may be aware, the replacement of ageing legacy equipment, along with other ongoing care and maintenance of our repeater system, does not come cheap. For you to be able to continue this and enjoy this aspect of your hobby, and for NTARC to continue to provide this great network, we need your support. If you're not a member of NTARC, please consider joining. If you have not have been a member in the past and have let that membership lapse for any reason, please consider rejoining. In either case, an application form can be found at the club room. If club membership is not your cup of tea, we fully understand. In those circumstances, perhaps you might care to make a direct donation into our repeater fund, rather than pay a yearly subscription. If so, we would be happy to receive your contribution, either in person at the club rooms or coffee morning, or by post to PO Box 275 Launceston 7250. Any donation will be gladly accepted. All donations will be officially received and noted accordingly against the repeater project. We'll be thinking of our member Kevin, VK7HKN, who will also be off to Hobart next week for heart surgery. Kevin will be in hospital over Christmas, so our best wishes go to him and Lynn for his fast recovery. Future events. TechNet Nick, VK7WhiskeyWhiskey, will run the informal Ho 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 TechNet on Wednesday the 23rd December for all you enthusiasts, normal time and frequency. Tech Night sessions for 2021 will recommence our Wednesday Tech Night sessions on the 13th of January. With TechNet sessions for 2021, we recommence our official Wednesday TechNet sessions on the 20th of January, although Nick says he will be on the bands over the break period. February Annual General Meeting. The Annual General Meeting of NTARC will take place on Wednesday the 10th of February 2021 at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, commencing at 19:30 hours. Business at the AGM will consist of confirmation of the minutes of the 2020 AGM, then reception and consideration of reports from the committee, including the Treasury's report and reports from various managers and coordinators. This will be followed by the election of the office bearers and committee persons for 2021. The meeting will then consider any item of special business for which the requisite notice has been given and received by the closing date. All current office holder and committee positions fall vacant at the AGM. Nominations for each office bearer and the committee member are invited and shall be made in writing to the secretary, along with the signatures of the nominator, seconder and that of the member nominated. Appointments will also be required for the positions of an internal auditor and public officer. Please note that for your convenience, a nomination form will be available at the NTARC Club Room from Friday the 8th of January 2021, our first day of opening for the oncoming year. Members are reminded that we'll need to have paid their 2021 renewal subscription before the meeting commences at 19:30 hours to be able to vote on the annual general meeting. Similarly, they will need to have paid their 2021 subscription before they can nominate or second someone for office, as only financial members can exercise those privileges. The AGM will be followed by the February general meeting. Coffee mornings. Currently every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms, catch-up time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. These coffee events in the past have been normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. Currently we have a few cards awaiting collection from past deliveries. Christmas and New Year closure. In case you missed it, in the last day of the club was open for coffee mornings in 2020 was last Friday the 18th of December. We reopen on Friday the 8th of January 2021. This closure gives all members and especially the team that set up each week some downtime to celebrate with family and friends. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following address, ntarc.emails@gmail.com. All items to be received no later than 1700 on the Friday prior to the broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated. We will bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning. And at 73 Samivon, VK7FYMX, Secretary NTARC Incorporated. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And our news from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, DATV Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night, we started the night with Rex VK7MO in the studio telling us about his 10 GHz test between VK7 and VK3 using Rainscatter whilst testing his newly developed Q65 mode from Joe Taylor K1JT for the WSJT-X seat of low-power narrowband digital modes. This new mode is in pre-beta testing with a select group of testers and appears to have much better sync tone detection. Signals between Rex and RET VK3WE on 10 GHz tropo were at much higher level between the 60 watt and 10 watt systems, and it was found that there were rain fronts going through on the path. Thanks, Rex. Justin, VK7TW, then went on to describe and show a base-loaded short whip antenna he is working on that uses for the practical assessments he does as an amateur radio assessor. Justin went through the online resources he uses to calculate the inductor and the coil 64 multi-platform coil, winding calculator, 0.05 wavelength counterpoise and a variable capacitor to help the lower bands. The antenna is very portable and covers 80, 40, 20 and 10 metres. This test antenna will allow an easy demonstration of SWR and matching that is required for practical assessment. Justin then took the audience through the Switch Mode Power Supply Project, or SMPSU, and showed the mock-up of the PCB and the PC Mount Anderson connectors. We finished the night with a wrap-up of the recent Weissen Xmas lunch. Our videos included the drone footage, 1930s style, and the first digital TV transmissions in the US. There are also the Ham Radio Crash Course Christmas Edition that show the use of Christmas lights as an antenna. This coming Wednesday will be the Christmas-themed DATV Experimenters Night, so bring along some Christmas cheer to share and we will have a celebration of the season along with some interesting projects and much more. We get underway from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. We will be providing DATV Experimenters Night throughout the Christmas New Year holiday period, so keep an eye on the Reist Facebook events for more details. Why not come up to the Queen's Domain COVID-safe club rooms and see what we're up to? And a reminder that if we go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition. So, if you have a TV, set-top box or a USB DTV dongle, you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on Reist YouTube channel. That's 73 from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Technology news. Huge expansion of emergency satellite comms. Hundreds of new satellite dishes will provide better connectivity to first responders and the community. Hundreds of disaster satellite communication dishes will be installed around Australia on buildings such as rural fire service depots as part of the federal government's $37.1 million Strengthening Telecommunications Against Natural Disasters, or STAND, program. The service provides a backup communications connection that will be switched to disaster mode during an emergency event, providing free full satellite broadband functionality, including Wi-Fi and video streaming. Also part of the STAND program are 5 new satellite dish equipped NBN road muster trucks and 12 satellite dishes in travel kits. Almost 1,000 of the satellite dishes have been installed and with all road muster trucks and satellite dish travel kits will have been delivered by the end of 2020. The trucks and satellite travel kits can be deployed to provide temporary broadband connectivity for communities that have their normal communications disrupted by natural disasters. The first of the new disaster satellite service installations was unveiled in Nanamagindi in the ACT on the 9th of December, following the awarding of the grant of $7 million to NBN Co. to install units at designated emergency management sites and evacuation centres. Around 95 will have been installed by the end of 2020, with the remaining locations to be equipped in 2021, as agreed between the federal, state and territory governments. The locations stated to have received the installations by the end of 2020 in Tasmania are as follows. Lilydale Memorial Hall, Wynyard Sports Centre, Swansea Town Hall, Methena Recreation Ground, Karula, Meena Community Hall, Huon Valley PCYC Building, Elmer Fagan Community Centre, Waratah, Pygina Hall, Town Hall Curry, Sorrell Memorial Hall, Sheffield Kentish Town Hall, Alona Hall, Red Park Recreation Centre, Queenstown Sports Stadium and Eubina Recreation Ground. More information can be found on the full article at the web address that can be found in the email edition of this broadcast. And that was sourced and article written by NBN Co and Jonathan Nelly for Critical Comms Web Ezyme. Now, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group meeting Monday and Fridays 10:30 to 12 noon at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Informal Tech Net on the 23rd of December. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 2000 Local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD 146625 with a 141.3 tone. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 0930 UTC or 2030 Local. Northwest Tassie 2m DX Net on 144.120 Upper Sideband. Reist Microwave QSO Party following after Sunday broadcast on 1926.15 MHz FM. Reist WAGS Wednesday afternoon group meets in the Queen's Domain clubrooms from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experimenters Night from 7:30 PM live in the clubrooms on DVBT, RF and YouTube streaming. Sewing Circle Net. Daily commences at 1800 on 3.640 MHz. Now events. Northwest VK7. 2nd of January 2021, Chat and Show Group from 2 PM at the Ulverston Recreation Centre in Flora Street, West Ulverston. NTARC, 9th of January 2021, meeting from 2 PM Rochelle Clubrooms. NTARC, 10th of February 2021, Annual General Meeting from 7:30 PM in the Rochelle Clubrooms. And finally, a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader is VK7TW. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres, any takers please. 40 metres, VK7TPE. 20 metres, VK7JGD. 10 metres, VK7VKT. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 PM on repeaters VK7RWN in the north and VK7RTC in the south. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard on at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. The deadlines for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during callback. From the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, we wish everyone a safe and happy Christmas and 73 from VK7RI.